The Mystery of Edwin Drood, written by Charles Dickens, was originally a novel. Unfortunately, Dickens died before he could finish the book, leaving the ending to this story unknown. Taking inspiration from the mystery, playwright Rupert Holmes crafted his own genre where audience members would have the opportunity to vote on how they would like to see the story end. They will choose who they think the murderer is, who they think the detective is, and finally, they will choose a romantic couple to pair up.
Is there any way that the actors can kind of give their two cents, like, pick me, pick me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The whole show.
Time you enter the theater, we're going to be loud.
Campaigning.
The moment audience members enter the Kane Lyric Theater to see the show, they will be transported back to a Victorian-era vaudeville theater called Music Hall Royale. Suddenly, the audience themselves become members of the cast. Chris Klinger is an actor from New Jersey. In the show, he plays the character Cedric Moncrief. Moncrief, in turn, is an actor who plays the Reverend Chris Sparkle.
You have one role for one show, but it's actually two completely different roles, so that's been great.
The result is an Inception-like musical within a musical.
The whole entire show is based on dualities.
With so many options for endings, the show will likely never be performed the same way twice for the duration of the run. Peter Cerace is a native of Scotch Plains, New Jersey, whose actor plays the villainous character John Jasper.
The last part that makes a show have a heartbeat is the audience. It gives life to the production. And I feel like this show is truly a love letter to everything that the audience does to the theater.
The Mystery of Edwin Drood opened last week and will run through August 1st.
Vote Rosebud.
Vote Bazzard.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allie Snow.
Don't vote Jasper.
You vote for Durdles, that's fine.